You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
All right, let's get to the news. I know we've got a lot of weather to get
yes.
to. So take us away here. Round number one of the news. The Great
yes.
Dawn Stensley.
Good morning, Kale and Company News Live. Sponsored this morning by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. This morning, first nor'easter, and it's a I'm going to label this nasty nor'easter. Tuesday, December 2nd. 36 degrees right now. The first storm of the season, with mixed precipitation expected any moment in the city. And if you're listening to us and maybe you're out, especially by the Poconos, well, you are already getting it. But for the city of Philadelphia, 1-inch ice accumulations around a light glaze in New Jersey, Hunterdon County, in Pennsylvania, Upper Bucks, Western Chester, and Western Montgomery counties. All of these National Weather Service alerts and warning until 10. They're saying until 10 o'clock this morning. However, there are other alerts that take us until 4 o'clock this afternoon. So slippery road conditions, hazardous conditions could impact this morning's commute. And the warning, the line of the morning is, if you can stay home or stay inside, you're advised to do so.
Are we supposed to get just a coating, stay home?
Well,
what
the
are we
problem
doing?
Is it's this mix of ice and of sleet mm-hmm. and freezing rain.
And then people think it's just regular yeah. rain and they drive too aggressively.
Yep.
They hydroplane, they skid out.
Get your butts into work. Stop. Stop with this nonsense.
We start at 6 a.m.
Get the kids into school. Enough with this.
So we have all kinds
pansy
of,
generation.
You know, a ton of closures, school closings, and as well, two-hour delays. I know, like, in Allentown, in the Allentown area, you look at, they're shutting down schools.
Of course,
they're going to get slammed.
Yeah, they're going to get
worse. Pretty bad. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia will be fine. Everybody here, just it's fine.
This is a cross-country system, storm system, bringing the first major winter storm of the season to parts of the East Coast, already struck, by the way, in the central United States, and has turned deadly in some areas, but now aiming for, well, it's New England, winter storm warnings in effect across really the entire region, Albany, New York, Portland, Maine, I mean, up and down the eastern seaboard, as we say. So in New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy declaring a state of emergency. So it began 5 o'clock this morning, and several counties in the northwestern part of New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yes, due to a potentially significant winter storm causing hazardous weather conditions, including heavy snow, sleet, freezing rain, and it all starts out with a little bit of wetness.
No, that's usually the way it begins.
And then here it comes, but mostly rain near Philadelphia south and east.
Yeah.
So if you're in the northwest burbs, steady cold rain throughout the day, just this raw, rainy, nasty, slushy coating, and areas around I-95 southeast, you're going to stay wet, half an inch to 1.25 inches of rain possible. Winter weather advisory posted for the far northwest burbs, Lehigh Valley and the Poconos. That one, 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. today.
Grab your favorite pair of sweatpants today. Get a nice bowl or a cup of tomato soup with a grilled cheese, your favorite blanket, and just binge watch Netflix all day.
Yes.
Great day.
Have you started watching the new season of Stranger Things?
Yes.
Season 5. My wife kept telling me weeks ago. When did it officially launch?
Last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're already a week behind.
So they released 4 episodes. We watched them last weekend.
So here's the thing we wait too long between seasons.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've realized this, Dawn. I have too. I don't know if you're watching the morning show on Apple TV. Like, I didn't remember where anything ends because we wait 2 or 3 years between seasons now. So, like, I didn't even watch the 4th season of Stranger Things.
Because you stopped after three.
I think so because I went back in my, queue and looked. And you know how it has those red lines on the, the entire 4th season was blank.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I guess I didn't watch.
Yeah.
So now I'm a season behind.
Yeah. Well, you'll have an 18-day vacation coming up shortly. You'll be able to catch up.
I don't want to waste it watching the show.
What else are you going to do?
I don't know.
It's our tradition over the years with our sons. They kind of grew up with it.
Yeah.
I feel like it jumped the shark. I feel like I stopped watching it at the end of season 3 because I feel like it jumped the shark.
I love that dusty kid.
Yeah, we love it.
What a goofy is.
Right. I feel like now, because I don't really remember any of it, I should just go back and start at season 1.
Target's running commercials on TV with season 5 built into it. You know how in the underworld everything's upside down with the stuff all over it? There's a Target ad promoting it, and Target is flipped upside down with all that, whatever they call that stuff all over in the underworld.
I know. It's just, I love it. I think it's a great series because it's just an escape.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It is.
Spooky, but not too spooky.
I remember just
sci-fi.
Beginning to watch it, season 1, seeing the Reagan Bush ad, Reagan Bush yard signs in people's yards in Indiana back in, I guess what that would have been, 82 when they started doing this?
Jim on the YouTube chat says, damn, Greg, complaining about everything. Are you new here, Jim? Is today your first day?
Hey, Jim, wait till we get to Cash Patel.
Oh, man.
So, look, this storm should pull away during late afternoon and early this evening. So just be safe, baby. Watch for the slippery spots. And also remember the refreeze overnight. So even for us tomorrow morning, I know the crews are out there. They've been great. Everything is salted and we're totally ready, but just be safe out there. A lot of school closures or delays, so you want to check with that online.
By the way, Michael Norton says it's Dustin, Nick.
Dustin. Oh, yeah, that's right.
What did he say?
I called him Dusty.
Oh.
Dustin.
Love that little curly hair and the braces he has.
I know. He's such a cute
boy. I know, the goofy hat.
He's cute.
To say...
It's bullied.
To say... To actually quote Michael, he says, it's Dustin. So stupid, Nick.
Oh.
So stupid.
That's not nice.
Well, get ready for the big take. It'll even be dumber.
So we did have a police chase and not a ton of information. It ended in Bucks County last night about 9 o'clock at night, Stony Hill Road, Woolston Drive, Falls Township. And we know that the vehicle had flipped over after the crash. And so it started in Trenton, New Jersey. And like I say, ended in Bucks County last night. One person, presumably the driver who they were pursuing, taken into custody. But so far, no details about this incident, why police were chasing this individual. We don't have much, so we'll watch for that one this morning. Also a warning, have you heard of jugging?
No, well.
Jugging.
In what context?
in a police criminal concept.
No.
Jugging.
Mm-mm.
So it is this one. There's a local case. It was in other parts of the country, and specifically Woodbury police. So in Woodbury, they're working to bring a suspect back to New Jersey who's accused of this crime trend, national trend, not in our area. So, but it's here, they say. So they captured on surveillance video showing the victim who pulls over, parks suspect's vehicle, following them nearby. After the victim leaves the car, somebody gets out of the suspect's car. This victim had gone to the bank. So he'd gone to a bank or an ATM and then is running errands. In one of the cases, I know the person had, unfortunately, they were running errands, so they left their pocketbook inside the vehicle. Never do that, because in this case, they just break the window and smash and grab your stuff. So sometimes they'll mug the person after, but they're following people or stalking them after they're tapping the old school. Yuki Washington always said this, tapping Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, if you go
the
in the
Mac
bank
machine.
Or you, yeah, or you go to the ATM.
Remember you'd have the little Mac logo on your card?
So Woodbury police, you know, and local cops, law enforcement, putting the word out that this jugging, as they call it, local banks, you know, a lot of the suspects, they're in stolen or rented vehicles. So that, you know, they're watching for anybody who's maybe for your business or what have you. You're going to a bank and you're getting cash or making a cash drop, small businesses, that sort of thing. So you got to be careful. This is really common, apparently, it's a big thing in Texas. I know Oklahoma City and Oklahoma, there are some cases of it. And so we have Arizona as well, but we haven't heard about this jugging kind of crime where they're stalking. So,
okay.
Just a little warning to you for a consumer warning. We got that one going on.
Yeah, hang on to your pocketbooks.
Yeah.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Since we're in New Jersey, we'll stay on this. The New Jersey home of Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo vandalized. Originally, they reported somebody was hurling rocks at his Morristown home. No, not rocks, according to police. Eggs.
I feel for him.
Yeah, that's a nasty cleanup.
Yeah.
Well, it happened early Saturday morning after the Eagles' devastating loss 24-15 to the Bears Friday night. And so, theoretically, these were unhappy fans who were hurling eggs at the coach's home.
Yeah.
And so, listen in. This is the latest reaction from the community, from neighbors, from 6ABC.
Just disrespectful and throwing eggs at people's houses is just crazy.
Well, this is the world we live in now. It's a shame.
The incident comes after the Eagles lost their second straight game on Friday, and now the Birds are 8-4 this season.
It's not right to destroy people's property just because you're upset about a game.
If a team is doing bad, you don't take it out personally on the coaches. That's part of the sport. Winning, losing.
Petullo has been under fire from fans as the Eagles' offense struggles this season, despite leading the division. But head coach Nick Sirianni emphasized Petullo is here to stay.
It isn't just one person. It's the ultimate team game. And so, like I said, we're working through everything. I have a lot of faith in all the players. I have a lot of faith in all the coaches.
Yeah, so do these fans.
But hey, they're still our Eagles.
Well, there still are Eagles. They only score 17 points a game, but they still are Eagles. Hey, ultimatum, Nick Sirianni. Either Petullo goes or your house is next.
Can I say something, too? Like, it's just eggs, for God's sake. I mean, people have had eggs. It's not like, rocks are one thing. I'm not condoning it. Nobody should do anything to anybody's home.
It's not like he's getting swatted.
It's a stupid game.
Yeah.
But, like, egging somebody's house, they do that on Halloween.
Well, it has to be locals, right? Because nobody's finding out where.
Grown-ups.
I don't think anybody's driving from Bucks County to Morristown, New Jersey, and searching Petullo's address to throw eggs at his house.
Ed Sachs says, "I guess the price of eggs wasn't an issue."
Yeah,
yeah. This is Trump's America, where you can egg homes again instead of booing. So, hopefully their homes don't get egged. We're heading into week 14 game at the LA Chargers. That's coming up Monday night, December 8th.
Yep. Big City Liberal says, when did we get so mean? How did we get here? Oh, shut up. Oh, just stop. When did we get so mean? We've been egging people's homes for years on mischief night.
We used to throw batteries at people.
My house was egged. I'm sure Nick's was. It happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's a horrible cleanup. You shouldn't do it. I'm not condoning doing it. But let's not pretend, like his house was robbed or something.
Yeah. Or burned down.
But I think originally the problem was that maybe there were some rocks thrown or something. So I think that's part of it, that they called the cops and said somebody's throwing rocks at the house.
Well, you know what you do? You just stick Lane Johnson out in the driveway.
Yeah, that's
true. You give him a folding chair and you say, hey, monitor this place.
No, all you do is you get a big dog.
Yeah?
Yeah, go to, one of our Piazza pets, where we're out there. Come on, adopt a big dog, big barking dog.
Or a little one that's very loud.
Yes, and that'll keep everybody away.
There you go.
There's no way to avoid this. travelers going through airport security checkpoints. Yeah, if you do not have your real ID or passport, you're going to face a $45 fee starting February 1st. This announcement yesterday from the Transportation Security Administration.
You know what? I read this yesterday. If you're not a super frequent traveler, I think it's worth the $45 to avoid the hassle and the process of going through the real ID. If you're not one of these people that travels, you know, more than once every couple of years by flight, pain in the butt. I've heard people waiting 9-10 hours in line to get a real ID to go through the process. My wife still doesn't have hers because she refuses to go and sit at the DMV for an entire day.
I do, so when I my license was up and I they're like, you can get just renew it or get a real ID, and I was like, no, I'm not going to sit there. Mm-hmm. So I just got a license. Because I'm like, when am I going to travel? I don't know.
Well, when you go to Disney a couple years.
Here's the thing from what I've heard. If all of your information is relevant. So the one thing I've heard about for women, let's say that you never change your name. When you got married years ago, and let's say there's something that's not quite right or something that's different from your passport or that sort of thing.
Like if you go by Dawn Stensland instead of Dawn Menti.
Yes, but my passport says Dawn Stensland Menti.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
So then I'm good to go.
Is there a hyphen in there?
No.
Okay.
So I'm good to go.
Okay.
The funniest thing, though, is that in Europe, when we go, they call Michael and David Stensland. Because, you know, in parts of the world, the kids take the mother's maiden name.
Oh, right. that's
which is super low energy.
Fire. That's a firing
squad
offense.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's also a violation for any man in America to take his wife's.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you're so right. That's the worst. That's the worst.
Mm-hmm. My boss. I had a boss who did that.
Really?
Yeah.
And then
they got divorced.
Now, look, if she's a 10 out of 10 and she makes a half mil a year, I'll do whatever she says.
We did a story. We had a story in the cut sheet maybe a year or so ago about a couple that did a rock, paper, scissors on whose last name they were going to take.
Boy,
and the woman won. And
best of three?
Would you guys ever do that?
No!
Only for the right price.
No, I would never do that.
Price. Yeah. That's so
funny. You can call me a Neanderthal all you want to. I don't care.
But you're not. He's not doing it.
We used to be a proper society.
Proper.
She's proper. A stalker. She's a 9.2 out of 10.
No, absolutely
she's
not.
She's a cardiologist.
I don't do it.
And she wants you to
play
live
those
your
games,
best
dude.
Life.
No, I don't play those games, dude.
It's the only games I do play.
No, I don't play those games.
Well then.
We're taking the man's last name, Dan.
Jimmy Kelly says the first wedding he ever DJ'd, the man took the wife's last name.
Really? So we have I know that on Greg's cut sheet, we have a story with a famous chop doc. But Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has a new study they've just released, and this is highly relevant to many of you, but specifically to Nick Cale, because the Children's Hospital study shows linking smartphone ownership in childhood increases the risk of depression and obesity for kids.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
So what they're working with researchers across the country, including Columbia University in New York and Berkeley in California and other children's hospitals across the country. So it was a huge study, and they said that it leads to – so their ultimate recommendation is to hold off until 12 or 13 to give your child a smartphone, and they say that the greater risk of depression, obesity, insufficient sleep as well for those who have a smartphone earlier in life.
We actually have a story on the show sheet later, if we get to it, from The Blaze, where they are arguing that Congress needs to step in to protect children from the dangers of a smartphone.
Oh, we're getting to that today, definitely.
Ooh.
I have some thoughts on that.
Ooh. So I know we'll talk more about it, but it's the Adolescent Brain Cognitive Developmental Study. So a big research, project that's been released. And so I'm just giving you a surface report on that one. Hey, we are sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Yes, the secret, really, to finishing your holiday shopping this year. Visit their locations in Glen Mills as well as Springfield. You can always just go online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available, josephanthony.com, because you know, we could all use a little, oof, a little treat or a retreat. Spa and Salon, Joseph Anthony, thank you so much for that. We're keeping an eye on the weather. Of course, all the breaking news today, because it's going to get nasty. Is there any precipitation? I don't think there's any that I see out the windows here.
Yeah, nothing here right now, Dawn. So we're good for now, but it's coming up a little bit later for sure. All right, let's get to a big take. When we come back, Kash Patel, time to sit down and have a conversation about the director of our FBI, according to reporting from one Miranda Devine. It's Kale and Company. We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning on the 2nd of December, it is Kale and Company right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps and watch us live on YouTube. Gucci coming up 7:45, Matt Rooney at 8:30. A lot of good stories to get to. Some Trump economic updates. Also, former Democrat Kristen Sinema from Arizona a article written about her in Politico about the push for psychedelics. Apparently, Kristen Sinema is suddenly pro-MAHA. We'll get into that story. And also Congress, should they step in when it pertains to kids and smartphones for the young, impressionable, vulnerable youths of today? That argument is being made. We'll make ours coming up in just a little bit. But before all of that, let's zero in on Mr. Kash Patel. Time for a Tuesday morning Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Staples. Cash ain't king. You know, in the world of business, finance, and economics, they say cash is king. But when it comes to the FBI, it appears that Mr. Patel is petulant, problematic, and a pain in the butt, according to reports. Now, normally, I would pump the brakes on a topic like this for the Big Take if it came from a left-wing rag with the intent of being a legacy media hit piece. Those have been a dime a dozen over the last decade against the Trump administration, but this time it's different, and it's different for multiple reasons. First of all, the column is written by Miranda Devine of the New York Post, the same Miranda Devine who was at the center of great journalism when unearthing and aggressively pursuing the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story. Secondly, how long have I been telling you on this show that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino have rubbed me the wrong way on this show after writing checks with their mouths that their asses haven't been able to cash? And this is the culmination and icing on the cake for me with what I believe has been the Trump Achilles heel when it comes to his administration and cabinet in his second term. The DOJ and the FBI are easily his weakest links. Easily his worst choices. I love J.D. Vance. I think Marco Rubio's stock has skyrocketed. Scott Bessent is always very calculated and measured. Bobby Kennedy's accomplished some things with Big Food and his MAHA movement. And others have done a very good job. Steve Witkoff, throw him in as well. But Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, and Dan Bongino have not. Full stop. We've discussed Bondi ad nauseum with the Epstein files. We've talked about Kash Patel and Dan Bongino with cases like Thomas Matthew Crooks, Charlie Kirk, Jeffrey Epstein, and more. And one of three things needs to be acknowledged. Either they are just not very good at their jobs, they talked a good game upon entering the swamp, and then realized how difficult it is to change the swamp, or they're trying their best and are telling the truth that there's no there's no aha, gotcha moments with salacious cases like Crooks and Epstein. But Miranda Devine, headline from the New York Post, quote, damning report labels FBI a rudderless ship under Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, who are accused of being preoccupied with social media and building personal resumes. Remember when your boy told you that they were coming off like podcast bros who garnered clicks for social media? And a lot of you out there crushed me. So I guess you're going to do the same thing with Miranda Devine, right? Now, granted, Miranda Devine, great reporter, tons of sources. I don't have a single source. I just use my eyes, my ears, my gut, and some intuition, and I give you my honest opinion. So wait, let me get now. Here's the argument today for Miranda Devine. She's selling out. She's making a career pivot. She's now Tucker Carlson. Oh, but Nick, come on. Kash Patel's on our team. Yeah, and I told you for years on this show, I hold my guys and gals on my side of the aisle to an even higher standard than I do the opposition party. Miranda Devine writes the following. According to sources, FBI Director Kash Patel is facing withering criticism from an alliance of active duty and retired agents and analysts days after the White House denied media reports that the president, Donald Trump, was about to fire him. A troubling new report card on the first 6 months of Patel's leadership concludes he's, quote, in over his head. And his deputy, Dan Bongino, is, quote, something of a clown, according to the Alliance, which in two previous reports warned about crippling DEI and politicization of the FBI during the Biden administration. So you see, they've pointed out both sides' weaknesses, prior administration, current administration. The Patel-led FBI is described in a 115-page report as a, quote, rudderless ship and all effed up. Patel is described by multiple internal sources as inexperienced, with one source saying he has, quote, neither the breadth of experience nor the bearing an FBI director needs to be successful. Another source, a self-professed Trump supporter, said Patel is, quote, not very good, quote, maybe insecure, and lacks the requisite experience or the measured self-confidence to be FBI director. However, an additional source described him as very personable and likable while noting, quote, he created a culture of mistrust and uncertainty among the ranks. Some of the heavy criticism stems from Patel's behavior in Salt Lake City after the Charlie Kirk assassination. He is accused of giving, quote, premature public remarks that potentially jeopardized the investigation, taking credit for the work of other agencies when the suspect was arrested, and for yelling and swearing at the agent in charge. Both he and Bongino were criticized for, quote, arrogance and an unfortunate obsession with social media. One source said they need to stop talking, stop posing, and just be professional. You know, I kind of remember somebody on this show saying, stop being on Fox News every 8 minutes. I don't know who said that, but maybe we could find the tape. Another said they are spending too much time on social media with public relations and too often concerned with building their own personal resumes, end quote. We'll get to more of Devine's sources and reporting coming up after the big take. But folks, this is very simple to me. Much like it was with Pam Bondi, who was not Trump's first choice, remember, it was Matt Gaetz. She may have been a great prosecutor, but presentation-wise, she fumbled the ball with Epstein constantly in the public presidential spotlight. That's different than being an AG in the state of Florida. She's fumbled more than Mark Sanchez with the New York Jets. Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, no doubt about their resume, ton of law enforcement experience. But it doesn't equate you to being ready for the top two jobs in the FBI. And it also doesn't mean that they're corrupt, like Christopher Wray was, or James Comey was. But let's get to Lawfare and Comey. Here was Cash Patel right before Thanksgiving. Listen and watch this.
Because it's pending in terms of appellate status and what we are going to do for the next steps, the judicial process can make whatever determination it wants, but we, the FBI, and our partners at the DOJ have numerous options to proceed, and we're executing on all those options. So we're not done.
Any detail available?
I would say stay tuned for right after Thanksgiving, and you'll see multiple responses, in my opinion.
I've seen multiple responses from Cash Patel on social media. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. It's after Thanksgiving. I'm waiting. You know, lost in the holiday break news cycle was the rulings that came down by federal judges that dismissed indictments against James Comey and Letitia James, saying that Lindsey Halligan was unlawfully appointed to prosecute these cases. How can we expect, honest question, how can we expect full transparency and the deliverance of promises from Bondi, Patel, and Bongino if this administration can't even lawfully appoint a prosecutor to begin phase one? The same goes on the flip side of Lawfare. Just last week, news came down, Fulton County District Attorney's Office dropped their 2020 election case against Donald Trump and others because, according to a judge, it came without precedent. Of course there was no precedent. Of course there was no way this would ever go anywhere. This was meant to try to derail Donald Trump and his re-election bid. So to me, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. All of these Lawfare cases, they're for show. It's just red meat to your political base, to energize your base, to create a moment on social media, a soundbite on CNN, MSNBC, or Fox News, and to put on a dog and pony show production. But sticking with this administration, what about Bolton? What about Brennan? What about all these other bad faith actors and swamp scum? It's going nowhere. As I tried to tell our buddy Road Warrior, I don't care about arraignments. It's like the first or second step in the process. Let me know when we get to step 6 or 7, where we have sentencing and verdicts. Then I will give people credit for saying, I told you this was going to happen, because nobody's going to jail. All of these people are above the law. We hear nobody's above the law. No, these people are above the law. But to wrap with Cash, there's no doubt, in my opinion, that he, Bongino, and Bondi have nabbed true predators, running sex rings and corrupting innocent children and citizens. We've seen the reports. We've seen the press conferences, stings and busts, predators that were on their radar and now off the streets. And great work. I love that. Keep it up. But when you came in guns a-blazing saying you were going big game hunting, and then you come home with a few salmon strapped to the hood of the car, you didn't deliver like you said you would. But I'm going to deliver like I said I would. I want one Democrat in cuffs, one Democrat to serve a jail sentence. And to date, it hasn't happened. So I'm delivering on my promise to rip you like I said I would. Cash Patel, get off of TV, get off of social media. Bongino, don't worry about a radio show or a podcast. Don't worry about your FBI jackets and if they fit correctly. More details on that coming up in a moment. And just put your head down and keep grinding. We don't need everybody in this administration being a media sensation or an entertainment celebrity. I've got that in my president. Like I've said in the past, I don't need 50 people all working on their next political move for their own personal careers. Do the job you were hired to do. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Staples, where you can have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on custom cards and custom wrapping paper. Great gifts plus shipping, supplies, and services to get your packages there safely. Don't miss out on the latest laptops, up to 45% off Staples. Boy, that was easy. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Let me just give you one or two other tidbits here, and then I want to get everybody else's thoughts, and we'll start with Dawn. I just wanted to point this out. There's a few journalists I really trust since I started doing this show 3.5 years ago. Miranda Devine is one of them, New York Post. Catherine Herridge, who has been on both sides, legacy and alt news media. Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, Barry Weiss, those from the Twitter files, those that have been, you know, writers for the New York Times and then created their own Substack and decided to just give facts and not be propaganda for either side. So I want to point that out because I do think Miranda Devine is, I don't know, one of the 5, 7, or 8 best journalists that has a major following in today's world. And then just going back quickly to the beginning of her sourcing where they talk about the obsession with social media. They proved it again last night. I look on Twitter. I've got Miranda Devine and Dan Bongino fighting on X. I've got Cash Patel, Eric Swalwell fighting on X. I'll read you these tweets coming up in just a few minutes. But you just proved the point of the sources. Get the hell off of social media. You're the director of the FBI. You're not a talk radio host. You're not the you're not filling in for Sean Hannity on Premier Radio Networks. You're not working for The Blaze or, you know, those days are over for Dan Bongino. Dude, you're the number two in charge of the FBI. You go back to any other. Let me ask you this real quick, redundant question. Have you ever seen an FBI director and a number two in the FBI with a bigger social media or digital footprint than these two? It's like, I almost want to tell him, like, dude, Make a decision. What do you want your career to be? You want to make millions in the media or you want to make $140,000 and put bad guys away? You tell me. I think there's a lot of credence to what Miranda Devine is reporting. And I found it funny yesterday, Dawn, that a lot of people that loved Miranda Devine when she had the Hunter Biden laptop story immediately dismissed Miranda Devine because, well, it was the Trump FBI. Your thoughts?
Okay, first of all, James Comey. That whole thing is going to be appealed. They say that the, you know, time has run out, but that was a technicality in court. Okay. And so James Comey, just to clarify here, just to make sure that everybody understands this, he was not in any way in any court exonerated.
Correct.
From what he was accused of. That was a technicality. DOJ goes back. They have 6 months to appeal. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's number one.
Yep.
Number two. Think about what Miranda Devine, good. She has sources who say, hey, we want you to be better. This is the transparency of this current administration. So here's the difference that I see. Cash Patel, most importantly, is loyal. And look at how transparent this is. Nobody's saying that Cash Patel is running around disingenuous, smarmy, lying to the American people, lying to the president, commander in chief, he's supposed to serve. No, no, no. Those accusations we reserve for former director James, Mr. shellfish on the beach, Comey.
86 47.
And so this guy, just so smarmy and cocky and created, allegedly, this whole Russiagate, the Russian interference of the 2016 election investigation, all of that. He is accused of being complicit with that. And that's horrible. That he lied to all of us, not just did not serve in the job, allegedly, that he was supposed to. And I think it's true. I think that he stood there and he knew the sealed dossier funded by the Clintons was a piece of junk.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and it infuriates me.
Mm-hmm.
And as an FBI director and so disingenuous, what a liar in his job. Shame on him. And so I want him and all of them who were involved in that. And remember, they wasted our time. And then they undermined, I mean, you could argue that it was a threat to national security, undermining the new administration, setting forth, I mean, basically little time bombs in the early Trump administration. That was horrible to do, not just to Trump. It's not just political. That's what they did to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we heard of in the media day and night.
Yeah, their job's to get bad guys, not to do disservices to the citizens of the country. I'm totally agreement
so
with you.
I'll say this with regard to Kash Patel. When he was here in Philadelphia just a few weeks ago, what a humble and local law enforcement guys who I trust and said, look, this guy couldn't have been more humble, kinder, working with our commissioner here, Bethel, and others, as he stood there at a podium, and he's just really gave everybody else credit. He was not obsessed with social media. He was not any of the things that we're hearing in this article. Was he over the top, perhaps, in the Charlie Kirk situation? I would submit to you, he knew and was friends with Charlie. He perhaps should have recused himself. That was a horrific situation. Maybe he was over the top. Maybe he became emotional. I don't look. Miranda Devine has every right as a reporter. I think it helps her chops and it helps her credibility.
Oh, yeah.
To go after this administration. And look, I'm thankful that in this administration, the biggest criticism of a top level official is that maybe he should spend less time on social media. Geez Louise, I'll take that any day and any night, as opposed to an FBI director who is doing a true disservice. And I'll argue was a threat to our national security because of what a liar he was and all the lies and under oath we saw that in fact he was leaking things. He wasn't transparent putting stuff on social media. Comey was leaking stuff through his professor buddy. That's what he was doing. What a schmuck. What a scumbag. What a liar.
Let me read you these
fire
two,
me up, Nick
these
Gale.
Two, I'm trying to get everybody
Greg
fired
Stocker.
Up.
Greg looks so good in his leather. You look good, Greg. Why are you so grumpy? He's shaking his head. But he looks good in his leather.
He looks good in his leather. So here's the two tweets that I want to highlight. And I've got more of this. So actually, to understand the tweets, let's go a little bit deeper into this story. And this is the part that I find kind of funny. I don't think this is an issue, but maybe it kind of presents to the overarching theme of the pettiness. So, jacket trouble. According to Miranda Devine, FBI special agents at the Salt Lake City field office, busy working on the Kirk case, had to stop and ask around to find an FBI raid jacket, a medium-sized one that would fit Kash Patel.
Come on. This stuff is so petty. And who has to report this?
Well, here's the thing.
Come on. I mean,
is
he not allowed to be a human being? They're supposed to wear the uniform. They're supposed to wear a jacket. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what they're saying this is? They're calling it cosplay. And I'll take it a step further, but I'm going to give credit to somebody else who's been accused of cosplay, and I think it's really wrong, and this will prove I'm not a sexist. Yeah, everybody gives Kristi Noem a bunch of flack when she wears like the ice jacket when she's out in the field,
mm-hmm.
you know, assisting and coordinating with these ice raids. I would actually argue that Kristi Noem has done a better job in conjunction with Tom Homan in ICE than Patel and Bongino have done with the FBI.
Well, she was the governor of a state. So that's to your point. I mean, as much as people want to say what they want to say about Kristi Noem, she was governor. And is executive, you know, make executive decisions. She also ran her family farm when her dad died. That's what the story she told in Montgomery County when I first met her here. I mean, so she's a very hard worker. She's got it together professionally. And and I think she does a good job. She's been impressive.
Look, if you are kicking ass and taking names in the position Trump put you in, I give you all the credit in the world. I've never had a bad thing to say about Tom Homan or Scott Bissent. And again, to your point, there's credence to what you're saying. If the biggest complaint is social media, okay. I mean, I've got some tweets here that kind of prove what they're reporting. But my biggest disappointment has been, and again, separating the stuff that really, really does matter, like, you know, nabbing these sex predators, which they are doing. Cash Patel and Bongino put out some tweets last night with some stats. Take them for what they're worth. I don't know if they're accurate or inflated, but all of the percentage increases in the execution of said job duties that the FBI is doing, they're doing a great job at that. But my point of contention has been this, you know, talk a great, and look, I get it, it's politics, they're all guilty of it, but man, the amount of trash that you talked about, remember when Cash Patel said, man, when I get into the FBI, day one, the Hoover building, it's going to become a museum. It's just like, you've kind of sold me a bill of goods on the juicy stuff that you haven't delivered on. And I guess there's some stuff out there with the Charlie Kirk stuff that he fumbled. I don't really recall that. I seem to recall more of the Epstein promises versus under-delivering. But he was you even mentioned it, Don. What did he botch with the Charlie Kirk thing? You kind of hinted at it.
Remember, there was a news conference and there were contradictions within the news conference. Again, look, at the end of the day, this was an assassination of a friend. And at the end of the day, they've got their guy and he's facing the death penalty. And to quibble over, again, let's look at the big picture here. To quibble over this, he got a little emotional, you know, when his friend was shot and blood all over and it was very public and a sick video that was hard to watch. If you were a stranger to this individual, let alone a friend, if the worst thing that we can say, that anybody can say publicly by an investigative journalist, no less, is that the guy doesn't think about himself or the fact that he doesn't have a jacket, a uniform that fits. That tells me, you know what, Mr. Patel, Director Patel, you need a better assistant who can make sure that all your uniforms and your jackets and so on and so forth, because you're new on the job. He's new on the job. Let us not forget. I mean, yesterday when you were talking about Mayorkas, who
was
in for years, you know, what a loser, and you're there for years, and what did you do except damage all of us and literally damage our country.
And make my skin crawl.
But, right? But these guys, they're brand new on the job, not even a year on the job. This just shows you the high level of expectation we have when anybody works in the Trump administration. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But think about the comparisons from the previous administration and how much they failed and did not have their S together.
Yep.
And I'll just say, Patel, get a better assistant. Make sure that somebody's taking care of you so that when you need to go out, you have the proper uniform and the proper fit. And of course, we want you to have that proper fit. Absolutely.
I'll run his social media feed. Put me on the payroll for $25,000 a year. I'll take care of it for you. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up next, four good signs of perhaps economic success with the Trump administration, and two other sides where we're not there yet. We've got some pretty good news on the other side with the Trump economy. We'll hit on that. And then whether or not Congress should be involved with children and the access to social media and smartphones. A very interesting column. We'll give our take on that as well. It's Kale and Company. But first, let me talk to you about my friends at Omaha Steaks. Oh, it's that time of year. Holiday gifting, hosting get-togethers, meal planning, even for yourself during these busy days. Whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, why not have Omaha Steaks deliver the world's best steak experience? Last night, if you were following along on social media, I posted a picture of the four filet mignons wrapped in bacon. I threw those bad boys on the Blackstone last night, 4 or 5 minutes on each side. cooked to medium, cooked to perfection. And take advantage of now, right now, unbelievable deals. Steaks, juicy burgers, chicken, seafood, desserts. It's their cyber sale where you can get 50% off site-wide, plus an extra 20% off select favorites at omahasteaks.com. 50% off, 20% off. How about this? How about we throw in an extra $35 off your total purchase order at checkout? All you have to do, use the promo code Nick, N-I-C-K. The cyber sale is the perfect time to shop for unforgettable gifts with exclusive limited time deals and more. Five generations of uncompromising quality backed by an unconditional 100% money back guarantee. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917.
I'm so grateful this morning that I have my new HERV, as I call it, Honda, the HRV, handled so beautifully. And I was nervous that the storm, the Arctic blast, the nor'easter would hit sooner rather than later this morning, as we have all of these National Weather Service alerts. But I'm grateful for Honda. I'm grateful for these really, not only is it sporty and it looks great, but handles beautifully in all kinds of weather. Happy Honda days are here. You get clearance deals on select 2025 models at Piazza Honda, like 0.99% for 60 months on a new Honda Ridgeline. You can lease a new Honda Accord for just $229 a month. That's maybe a Honda Pilot, beautiful vehicle, Honda Pilot, for just $399 a month, both of those for the 36 months. Hurry into Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield and Delco. Remember, we'll be there this Friday. Hope to see you there and bring a new unwrapped toy, by the way. Experience the wonder of happy Honda days while the clearance deals do last. Shop online, piazzahonda.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, piazzahonda.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.